Anybody love him tonight? Anybody come to give him praise? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's stand together, shall we? Amen. It's time for the preaching of the word, and we have a preacher tonight. Amen. Brother Ferguson is coming tonight. He's going to preach the word of the Lord to us. Amen. And so let's open our hearts. He's going to open the word of the Lord. Amen. And we're going to preach with him, aren't we? Amen. That's did you hear that? Is this thing on? I said we're going to preach with him, right? Amen. All right. Thank you. Praise. Just want to be sure we heard that. Amen. And so, Brother Ferguson, the Lord bless you. Amen. Come and give us what the Lord gave you.
Amen. You know, I'm thankful to be here. Praise God. You know, I pray that you'll bear with me. My diabetes is down, and I can't really see very well. Even with my glasses, I can't see very well. But I don't like excuses. I don't like excuses. Excuses, as far as I'm concerned, they're from the devil. You can have reasons, but there's no really excuse unless God gives it to you. Praise God. And God is a God without excuses. Praise God. If you have your Bibles, turn to Numbers. Praise God. Turn to Numbers 26. And I'm going to read just a little bit. 26 and 64 and 65. Chapter 26 and 64 and 65. Praise God. You know, I thank Brother Grissom for letting me have this opportunity. And God, he give it to me. He give it to me. Praise God. I was studying in the scriptures, and praise God, he give it to me. He give this message to me, and Brother Grissom is going to let me preach it. Praise God, and I'm going to preach it by the mercy and the grace of God tonight. Praise God. Chapter 26 and verse 64 and 65. But Among these, there was not one man of them whom Moses and Aaron, the priest, numbered with the number that the children of Israel in the wilderness of sin. For the Lord has said of them, they shall surely die in the wilderness. And there was not left a man of them save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. Praise God. Our Heavenly Father, God, I come before you, dear God. I pray, God, that you'll anoint these lips of clay and God, anoint each and every heart, Lord God, that they'll receive what you have for us tonight, Lord God. God, as we go forth, as the word goes forth, use these lips of clay, Lord God, to please you, Lord. God, that the church will prosper and grow in Jesus' name. And let the church say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You may be seated. Praise God. You know, I look at this scripture and I can see, praise God, where there was only two that made it to the promised land. Praise God. Now I want the Pastor Grissom, if he will, turn to the Numbers chapter 13 and just hold it right there. 13, I want you to read 17 through 20 in a minute. But, you know, I want to talk to you about dying in the wilderness. I don't know about anybody else, but I don't want to die in the wilderness. I don't want to die in the wilderness. And Brother Grissom, this church has been going through a wilderness. Praise God, but we're coming out. We're coming out. We're coming out. We're coming out. Praise God, I can't say it enough, but we're coming out. But praise God, there's things that we must do. There's things that we must do. We cannot just sit down and do nothing and let God do it all, because He's not going to. He's going to do whatever that you allow Him to do. Praise God. He needs someone to work in the field, to work and pray and seek His face. Amen. While it is still day, there's some daylight here, brother. Amen. There's some daylight. Amen. It's not all darkness. Amen. Darkness is coming. Uh-huh. Darkness is coming. But praise God, we got work to do. We got work to do. We can't go around and say, well, I'll let Brother Arnold do it. I'll let him do it. I'll let Brother Grissom do it. He's good. Praise God. He's a praying man. I'll let him do it. Let him do the work. I got to sit down. I don't feel good. I got to work. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do everything but what God wants me to do. How many of us have said that? Don't raise your hand. I don't want to know. I don't care. I don't care. But I do know that we, as this church, if we expect these young, let me have one of your babies. What's his name? Caleb. I'm sorry. Praise God. This is a fine young man. Praise God. And you know, I pray for him. And I know that Mom and Dad prays for him. But if we don't get out of the wilderness, he's the only one that's going to go. Praise God. And maybe not him alone, but we have children. We have grandchildren. We have people that's out in the wilderness, and if we don't get about our Father's business, we're going to lose them. We're going to lose them. And there's only one way to do it. That's by prayer and fasting. Praise God, you can do all that you want to. You can go ahead and sit down if you want. Praise God. A mighty fine family. Bubba's got a mighty fine family. And I'll never quit calling him Bubba. That's just his name. But he's got a fine family. I want to see him saved. And these young men and women that sit here on the pew, I want to see them saved. We got a church half full. It's only half full, but if we can get this half saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, well, we're going to have more. We're going to have more, Brother Johnny. Praise God. And the backsliders may come back. Praise God. If there's that word, that mighty word, it's a small word, but it's also big. If we do what we're supposed to do. Praise God. If you will, read 17 to 20. In Numbers chapter 13 and 17 and 20.
And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, get you up this way southward, and go up into the mountain, and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwell therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not. And be ye of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land, for the time was the time of the first ripe grapes.
Praise God. They were promised. They were promised. everything. They were promised a land with milk and honey that flows. Praise God, the milk and honey, the fresh fruit, and all of this. They were promised this. How much more are we promised? Tonight, we have the promises of God that we can stand on, and we have no reason why we shouldn't go forth. But praise God, when we sit on our do-nothings, well, praise God, we're going to get nothing. No matter what, you're going to get nothing when you sit on your do nothing. Amen. Praise God. Yes, you know, don't get me wrong. This is my church. Yes, you're my sisters and brothers. Yes, and I love you all. I love you all. I wish that I could just pick you up in my arms and then just take you with me. I mean, but I can't. You have to work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. And there's no sitting down place. There's none, nowhere to sit down. Oh, sometimes I get angry at myself because I feel like I'm not doing enough. I'm not doing what God wants me to. Am I going to die in the wilderness? Ask yourself that. Are you going to die in the wilderness? Are you going to die before the time comes when he raptures the church? Are you going to die because you didn't do what God wants you to do? Ask yourself that question. Talk about it. Think about it. Think about it. It's something to think about. You know, I'm not here tonight to tickle your ears. I'm not here tonight to get you to dance and shout the victory. Because I want you to think about what I'm talking about. I'm talking about going around and around the same way. Night after night. Sunday, we come in. We sing a few songs. We say a little prayer. And we dance maybe. And then we do a little bit. And then we go home. And it's the same thing. On Wednesday, we sit. We sing. We pray. And then we go home. Then we expect God to do the rest. To do the rest. Praise God. Saints of God, we're living in perilous times. And I want to read myself Numbers 13 and 30 and 33. Praise God. This is why that they died in the wilderness. This is why that they died in the wilderness. Only Caleb and Joshua went across. All right. Chapter 30. And Caleb stilled the people. He said, listen, be quiet. I got something to say. Be quiet. I want to tell you something. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up and at once and possess, for we are well able to overcome it. Right. See, Caleb, he wasn't afraid. Right. He wasn't afraid. There had to be something in Caleb to say he was going to take it. He was going to take it. And this is the way I feel about this church. We're going to take it if we don't slack off in what God wants us to do. But praise God, when we slack off, when we don't do what God wants us to, praise God, we're going to find ourselves in the wilderness alone. In the wilderness alone. Praise God. All right, 33. And there we saw the giants, some of the Anakins, which came of the giants, and we were Now, I want you to get this. I want you to get this. And we, in our sight, but it don't matter. Your sight don't matter. It don't matter when you got God. It don't matter when you got the Almighty. He's going to take you through all trials, all tests, all troubles, all sickness and diseases. He's the healer of it all. And beside Him, there is no other. There's no other God. He is the only God that's going to take you through. Praise God in our sight. We were grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Yes, you are. If you let Satan think that, if you let Satan know that, if you let Satan think that you're grasshoppers, that's what you are. That's what you are. Praise God. But if you stand up, you say, I'm going to take that mountain. I'm going to take that mountain. I'm going one more mile. I'm going to run another mile. I'm going another step. I'm going along with Jesus, because He's going to fight my battles, no matter what they may be. He's going to take care of us all. Praise God, it don't matter. It just matters what we put first. Praise God, whether it be God or whether it be Satan, it's our choice. It's our choice. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, praise God, this is just me talking now. I want you to understand. But I am looking for times and hard times to come in the next year and a half, at least. Next year and a half. I don't mean this piddle around stuff that Satan's got us blinded sometime. Sometime we don't even want to go to the prayer room. Sometime we don't come out to prayer meeting. Sometime you say, well, that's up to the pastor. Yes, that's up to the pastor. But I'm telling you what I know. I'm telling you what I know. He can kick me out if he wants to, but that's up to him. Praise God. Sometimes we don't make it out to prayer service. I know that some of you live far away. Some of you can't drive, maybe at night. But some of you can. Some of you can. And church, it's time that we bind together. We bind together in that love that Jesus Christ showed us. We got to show one another that love that we have, that He gave us. We got to spread it abroad. We got to bind together. Praise God in that love. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb. You know, I'm thankful. Praise God that we got a God that's going to take us through no matter what. If we just call and rely upon Him and praise God, put all of our faith and trust in Him, because we have nothing else. Oh, you may drive a fine car. You may have money in the bank. But if you ain't got God, you don't have nothing. You don't have nothing. You hear me? Oh, he didn't even have a place to lay his head, but He was everything. Jesus Christ is what I'm talking about. And if you don't have God, you don't have Jesus. Praise God, because He is one, and He always will be one. And beside Him, there is no other. There is no other God. We can put our trust in our jobs. We can put our trust in Social Security. We can put our trust in whatsoever. Let me tell you, are they going to take you through? Are they going to take you through? Praise God, none of that. It's not going to take you through. It's not going to take you through. You may work until you're 90. Is that job going to take you through? Is that work going to take you through? Are we depending too much on the outward things of life to take us through. Oh, saints of God, saints of God, it's time that we get on fire. We get on fire. You know, I remember when I first got the Holy Ghost, when I first got baptized, I just didn't get wet. But I came out of the water as speaking in tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. I came out with the fire, praise God, deep down within me. And I tell you right now, it's the same fire. Praise God, I've had it for 39 years or something like that, close. But praise God, He's the same. I can dance the same today as I did then. I can do whatever I want in Christ Jesus, because I know that He's going to take me through. Oh, saints of God, I'm not telling you something I haven't experienced myself, because I have. Oh, you know, we look for the miracles. And you know, I was telling Brother Grissom, all we have to do is look around. Yes, sir. We can see miracles. Sister, Gibbon. Yeah, I couldn't think of her name, sorry. Sister Gibbon. She was in a car wreck and didn't expect her to live or something like that. Didn't expect her to walk. She's walking. Wasn't nothing but a miracle. Brother Arnold. He's had miracles after miracle. Myself. I've had miracle after miracle. All of you's had miracles. Because you've been baptized with the Holy Ghost. Praise God, that's the biggest miracle of all. When you're saved from your sins. When you're saved from your sins. Because you're not going anywhere if you're not born again of the water and of the Spirit. You say, well, that's pretty strong. That's what the Word says. That's what the Word says. It tells me that you have to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and unto your children, and as far off as the Lord thy God shall call. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And it's the same God. It's the same God that took him out of the wilderness. It was the same God that Caleb said when he was 85, I believe it is, I can take that mountain. I'm well able to take that mountain. There's mountains are coming. There's mountains coming. There's giants. Giants. I just want to ask the question. Are you afraid of the giants? Are you afraid of the giants? Is that what you're afraid of? Or do you have any fear of this life? Or do you put your faith and trust in God? Oh, think about it, saints of God. Think about it. Oh, what am I doing? Am I pleasing God? Or am I pleasing man? Am I looking around to see what the world is? What's coming upon the world? What's coming upon the earth? Well, I tell you what's coming. It's destruction. It's destruction. And you have nowhere to go. If you don't make it in the rapture, you have nowhere to go. You have nowhere to go. Thank to God. All I'm saying is, let's be sure that we do what God wants us to do. Praise God. Amen. We looking at the giants. The giants is our sickness. The giants is the trouble that the world has out there. Giants is sometimes it can be our job. Giants that sometimes we say that we have to work, 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 work. Yes, I know that people has to work. They have to work. But yet still you don't have to be possessed with your working. Praise God. You have to make time for God. Because God is your refuge. God is your salvation. God is your deliverer. God is all to you or should be. And that's your choice. That's your choice. Praise God. I want to read in Romans 8 and 28.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Yes, sir. Them giants, and they're not going to be just a few later on. They're coming. They're going to invade our privacy. They're going to invade us. We're going to have to meet them face to face. We're not going to make it. We're going to have to meet the devil face to face. We're going to have to meet him face to face. You know, I don't know about everybody else, but I'm really tired of Satan kicking me around.
Right.
I'm really tired of Satan telling me what I can and can't do. Of course, I don't listen to him. But yet still, I'm going to tell him what I'm going to do.
Amen.
What I'm going to do. And that's where it's getting to. We're going to have to tell Satan what we're going to do.
Right.
We're the child of the king. Not him. We're the child of the king. We're the ones that's going to have to stand up and say, Satan, you take your place. I'm going with Jesus. I'm going with the Almighty. I'm going with the Creator. I'm going with the one that created all things, the heaven and the earth. And I'm going with him. Praise God. Praise God. I'm going to turn to the book of Romans. Praise God. Romans chapter 8 and 28. Chapter 8 and verse 28. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Praise God. We know that. We know that. Yet still sometimes we stay in the wilderness. We know that. We know that scripture by heart. We know we can quote it. Yet still we fail to read. We can quote it, but we fail to read the word. We know these things are coming, but we fail to do what God wants us to do. We fail to pray. We fail to fast. We fail to read and study his word. Yet still we ask him. Like Brother Grissom was saying a while ago, we ask, and we ask, and then again we ask, but we never get down to business with really thanking God to where the answer come from. Praise God. Are we asking in vain? Are we asking just cause we can ask? And if Brother Grissom would give me a $10 bill, you think God, I'd just take it and go on? I wouldn't say thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank you. Or if somebody had offered me $1,000, would I just take it and walk off? No. I'd tell them, thank you.
Right.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. And what little bit is that compared to what God has prepared for them who love him?
Right.
Praise God. I want you to think about it. What is that compared to what God has prepared for you and me? Praise God. Streets of gold.
Right.
streets of gold. No tears, no sorrow, no pain, no nothing like that. But we shall have it all. We shall have it all. Things that we must do. We must be about our Father's business to take what Satan is trying to take from us. Praise God. Praise God. You know, I want to read one more scripture. And that's in Romans. Praise God. Romans 8. Let's see. Romans 8 and 37 and 39. Now in all this, these things, we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. That's the Word of God. That's the Word of God. How can we go against the Word of God? There's no reason why we can't be more than conquerors, no matter what comes about. No matter what. God said we can be more than conquerors. We can be more like Caleb. Say that we're going to take that mountain. Amen. That mountain is before us. We're going to take it. We're not going to be afraid of the giants. We're not going to be afraid of the giants, no matter how big they are. Look at David, praise God, when he only had a sling in his hand and a small stone. He slung it and he knocked that giant down and cut off his head with his own sword. With his own sword. Are we any different? No. Only different. We got the Holy Ghost down inside. Amen. We got the Holy Ghost down inside. What are we going to do with it? Are we just going to... It tells me, stir up that gift that is within you. Stir up the gift that is within you. Praise God. And stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Praise God. Stand still. Praise God. But when He says move, move. When He says stand, stand therefore. But praise God, if He tells you to move, move the direction that He wants you to move. Right. Not what's out here in the world that sometime we put our faith in. But praise God, help us to move when God says move. When He says pray, pray. When He says fast, do it. When He says read, read. Praise God, because there is no other way. Praise God. You know, I know a little song. It says, I ain't going to try to sing it. I'm going to try to talk it. Praise God. It says, now when you get the Holy Ghost and speak in other tongues, you may think you have it all, but you have just begun. Then there's walking in the light. As it comes to you, then you surely know that He is faithful and true. Now when you come to Jesus and repent of all your sins, the Holy Ghost will find you and will take you in. Just get baptized in Jesus' name and speak in other tongues. Then you'll surely know that He is the only one. Praise God. Praise God. Yes. I'm going to head and read Romans 8 and 30 and 39. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor anything. Let's see, woman. Death nor life nor angels nor principalities. Neither power, nor things present, nor things to come, neither height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from us. Us. Everybody say us. From the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Nothing can separate us from that love. Nothing. Praise God. It's a sure thing. It's a sure thing. And there's no reason why we can't make it out of the wilderness. Oh, I'm not criticizing the church, Brother Grissom. Don't ever think that I ever would. But this church has been in the wilderness in time. And we're coming out. We're coming out. We're coming to the other side. I'm so glad to see these young men on Sunday morning sitting here and the young ladies back here. I'm so glad. I'm so thankful for them young people. I'm so thankful that Raymond's got them teaching them. Praise God. I'm so glad. And I'm so glad even for Caleb and his brothers and all and all the rest of these babies, you may say. Praise God that God has given us. Praise God. And us old ones, sometime we find fault in this and we find fault in that. And what's that is showing to our young'uns. I mean, I won't go there. I'm sorry. Praise God. You know, but it bothers me. But I just want you to know that we, as a church, we have to bind together. We have to bind together and be united. United we stand. America's been, that's been their saying for how many years? Many years. And how much more should the church be united together in love and compassion? And praise God, pray for one another and lift up one another. Praise God in prayer. And praise God, and we as one, we can take that mountain. We can take that mountain. Praise God with prayer and fasting and reading His Word and keeping His commandments and His saying, we can take that mountain. There's mountains that Satan tries to put in our way. Praise God, but we're more able to take that mountain. Praise God. Praise God. You know, I want to read one more verses in Peter. 1 Peter, 2nd chapter, and the 9th verse. I'm going to put this up because I can't. You get up here where I can see it. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praise of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Amen. You've been called out. You've been chosen. You are royal people. You are people that can stand for Christ's sake. Stand for the truth. Stand. Let's get some backbone and stand and do what God wants us to. Praise God, because I can see glorious things are happening in this church, in this body of believers, when we stand and do what God wants us to. I know the ladies were starting a chain of fasting. I don't know if they're still doing it, and it's not for me to know. But they were starting that. Let's try to keep it up. Let's try to find at least one day a week, at least one day a week to fast. Amen. Try to come out to prayer service whenever you can. Let's pray. We saints of God, the United States is going, it's turning around. It's going to be turning around. Praise God. And I'm not saying it because it's just the election or whoever won the election or nothing like that. But it's coming. Perilous times is coming up on the earth. Perilous times is coming. And they're going to get mighty, mighty. But who's the strongest? The Holy Ghost that abides within of the world. The Holy Ghost that abides within of the world. Yes, sir. It says, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Praise God. And I know, praise God, Brother Grissom, I'm not bragging. And I know that there's a lot more that's went through a whole lot of things, more than I have, probably. But I've seen the dead raised. I've seen backs healed. I tell you, my sister, she got hit by a truck, and it threw her about, I was just told, but I remember her getting hit by that truck, and she slid down the pavement. My dad, all he done was get down on his knees, and he said, don't let there be a bone broken. And that child got up, and there wasn't a skin on her face. There wasn't nothing, and she slid down that blacktop. And I know for a fact that God is the same. He's the same God, and he changes not. And what he done for her, what he done for me, what he done for Brother Arnold, what he done for Sister Gibbon, what he done for all the rest, praise God, he'll do again. Amen. He'll do again. Amen. Let him do it again. Let him do it again. Let's not forget to get down on our prayer bones and pray. I know that this has not been a service that you're going to get up and dance. Praise God. Because sometimes we don't like to hear what we need to do. But it's things that we must do. We don't want to die in the wilderness. We don't want to die in the wilderness. Just because we have the Holy Ghost is no sign that it's going to take us through. If we sit down on it, that's what we'll do. We'll just keep us sitting. But if we put it to work, praise God, because there's nothing. He said he wouldn't keep any good thing from you. And there's nothing that he won't do. There's nothing that he won't do for his children. Praise God, you have loved ones out in the ways of sin. You have loved ones. Praise God. Bring them up before God. Continue bringing them up before God. You know, saints of God, it's high time that we lift one another up before God and bear one another's burdens. Praise God. And let God to know that we're going to bind together. He knows whether we're going to or not. But he wants us to know, to let him know, praise God, that we're going to bind together. I don't care. I don't care if I see my brother fall. I'm going to pick him up. I'm not going to step on him and say, well, he shouldn't have done whatever it was. I'm going to lift him up. I'm going to carry him if necessary. I'm going to carry him. And that's what God intends for us to do. He don't intend for us to knock one another down. Amen. Let us bind together. And if it would be good, if it would be all right, Brother Grissom, I'd like to see y'all just gather around the altar and